Mikey and Rin Eden, yum.
A show about the serious and not so serious parts of our edible world. Let's eat.
I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. You put your hand up on my hip.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mikey and Rin Eat In. I'm Mikey.
And I'm Rin.
Tell me about things.
I like that you took a breath instead of going, or whatever you usually do.
Yeah.
Your little lip smack.
Yep. I do a good lip smack. We watch RuPaul's Drag Race, and they do the tongue pop thing. A lot of queen drag queens will do that. Can you do it? And I can't. I go. Very jealous. But yeah, I do pop my tongue a lot. Mm-hmm. You look great this morning.
Oh, that's nice.
You're sitting here in the sun. There's some rainbows coming from a crystal that we have hanging in our window. Mm-hmm. You look like you're kind of dressed in like a Kanye, a tonal Kanye experience. It's kind of all khaki. I like it.
Yeah, thanks. I like this color. It's like rose, maybe?
Sure, dusty rose.
Uh-huh. I never wore it because I thought it made my skin not look very nice.
I think dusty rose is the name of like one of the lead singers of one of the butt rock bands.
I was going to say, is it definitely. Is it a song of theirs?
Every rose has its thorn.
Right.
Dusty rose, something that has to come in there. But there's definitely a daughter of theirs that is
dusty rose.
A stripper and, yeah, has a meth addiction. Oh, sorry, bleak. Dusty. Yeah, it is. You know what's not dusty?
What?
Our theme for today.
Yeah, we haven't dusted anything off. This nope. is off hot off the presses.
And you know what's also not taupe?
Mm.
Our topic today,
because yeah.
it's about dips. Mine,
one of mine might be taupe.
Oh, nice. Is one of mine? Well, mine has taupe elements. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the brightest thing, but dips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dips are amazing.
Yep. When they're, I dip, you dip, we dip.
But that was my... Oh, okay. So I was going to say, because we were going to rank our top three dips, and I was just going to start the conversation by saying, we don't even need to have the conversation, because mm-hmm. obviously everybody knows... The best dip is Freak Nasty's 1990s dance hall hit, The Dip. And let me just read to you a little bit about... So Freak Nasty, first of all, if you don't
know...
Wow,
this was a whole thing that you had like researched.
Oh, yeah.
And, wow, I love that.
If you
that.
Don't know who Freak Nasty is, he's amazing. And his song is fine. But the best part is his fucking album covers.
I don't remember.
They're like covers. As if... Like, I'm not good at, as you can tell by our artwork for our show, like, I'm not great at Photoshop, but this is as if I was born 10 years early. Like, I was doing his 1993 album artwork, and I didn't have, you know, Adobe Photoshop. I had scissors and a copy machine, and it's him. It's basically like him. Here, I'll just show you. It's like him on the, well, here's his second album. It's so busy. It's that so is, busy.
It, here, it looks like the advertisement for like a Midwestern car dealership.
Oh,
or
for
something.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Like
for
there's
sure.
a big sale. It's the yeah. Memorial Day sale.
Yeah. And it's also like Pen and Pencil, or no, Pen and Pixel, uh-huh. which is the guys who did all the like Master P and like, you know, all of this like Southern rap albums. Like, so they would have like, you know, Master P would be standing there and there'd be like a pyramid of money behind him and then two 12 foot tall pit bulls like on the side of him and then a gigantic car and then a butt for some, you know. But here's the Dips album cover. So, first of all, read the name of the album
Controversy, S E E.
Yep.
That's dot, dot, dot. That's life, dot, dot, dot. And that's the way it is.
Yeah. I mean, love it.
Was that Confucius?
I mean, Freak Nasty is the Confucius of Atlanta. So here, let me just read you this quick little thing. Though best known for his mid-90s dance hit, Da Dip, rapper slash DJ Freak Nasty, first of all, just great name.
It's such a
Freak
good Nasty. Name. It's such a good name.
Continued a healthy music career for decades following the success of his semi-ubiquitous song. He kept his party-friendly persona going strong into the 2000s and 2010s with rhymes about sex, celebration, and altered states. Fueling albums from 2000's Which Way Is Up to 2018's Smoke It Up. Meanwhile, Da Dip became a part of the cultural lexicon, its resiliently catchy refrain being referenced consistently in songs. Oh my God. Anyways, great song. Listen to it. But also just great concept. Dip both in your hips and your butt.
Yes.
In a, as a dance move, but yes, also as a way to add flavor and lubrication to a food.
Yes. And fun. It's super fun. Dips are fun. It's fun to dip.
We just went to a friend Garrett's new restaurant called The Love Shack in Portland, which is the second restaurant after G Love was his first restaurant. And he had a trio of fries, curly fries, waffle fries, French fries, like just kind of standard straight cut French fries, and then a trio of dips.
Mm-hmm.
And
also had dips with a like a little mezza platter.
Oh, that's true. Lots of dips.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did a really good usage of dips, yep. I will say.
And I think one of the reasons that dips is on our brain and on our tongues is our son is becoming addicted to dips and is saying it.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm going to burp. And he's also like understanding that maybe this thing that I have is a little dry, needs a little help, and I can dip it in this yogurt or something like that.
Yep.
Second reason that it's on our brains, the big game this weekend. Obviously.
Yeah. I'll be at work.
Rin, tell me tell me about how much money you have on which team. Go. First of all, who's playing? Do you know?
Kansas City Chiefs. I only know that.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Yeah. And then, no, I have no idea.
The 49ers. Which the only interesting thing for me and the one of the reasons that I know it is they have the same colors, basically. They're all red, yellow, and white. Uh-huh. So it's like, it's just a like ketchup and mayonnaise.
How are you gonna differentiate?
Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, just clusterfuck. Yeah. Sure. It's a hot bunch of hot dogs. Just
delicious dip.
Such a good dip. So yeah, so I thought we would talk a little bit about dips. I mean, dips are something that I have. I'm a condiment boy.
Mm-hmm. You are. Sure. You should see our fridge. It's mostly condiments.
What do you think? That's an insult. We'll leave that for another time. What do you think? What's the difference between a dip and a spread?
Condiment. I thought you were going to say dip and a sauce. Dip and a spread.
Well, yeah, dip and a sauce too as well.
I think about sauce as something I'm going to pour over my food.
Sure.
I think about a spread as something that's going to already be on my... I think about spread over like bread, crackers. Sure.
But can it be the same thing though?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can spread a dip.
Sure, of course.
Yeah. Is a sauce generally warm?
I think about it as warm, but
is sauce a cum word?
To be.
That's another big question. This is also discussed on one of my favorite podcasts, Jordan Jesse Go. They talk about sauce as a cum word.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I don't know. Not in my vernacular, but
too
maybe.
Bad, too bad for you. You got to live a little. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I think of, there's certain things that I only think of as dipping. Like if I was to take, let's say, ranch dressing and spread it onto a sandwich, I don't know. It doesn't feel, I feel like it's a bit of an abomination.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll dip a sandwich in ranch dressing for sure.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
But then like a hummus, for example, can you see it? Dipping. Spreading?
Spreading is, whenever I see it, I'm always like, oh, that's a fun use. I'm also, if hummus is spread on my sandwich, there's also going to be bean sprouts, like mung bean sprouts.
Definitely.
And probably tempeh or something. So I'm not going to be ordering
that. I'm thinking
of CTB
appetizers where I worked in college.
Me too.
And there was a famous vegetarian sandwich.
Totally.
That had those exact ingredients.
I had a girlfriend who used to eat it.
Yeah.
And I was
I wish I could remember the name of it.
God, and I would be like, good for you. I'm getting a bialy with so much mayonnaise and every meat on the, and so much bacon. So, yeah.
If you've never had a bialy,
oh,
run,
bialys.
Don't walk.
Run, don't walk.
To
yeah,
the
how
East
do you
Coast.
Explain that? It's like a bagel meets a
meets
muffin.
Like a, meets a like flat loaf Italian bread.
Yeah, like a hoagie roll, like a smaller hoagie roll maybe.
Well, I'm thinking more like Columbus Bakery, like they're flat.
Yeah, nobody knows what that is. But
I know, but you know what it
oh,
is.
Oh, I do.
So then
yeah.
you can help me explain what
yeah,
that is.
Yeah, like
a non-yeasted.
Yep. Is it non-yeasted? I would think definitely yeasted. No?
No.
Oh.
No.
But it's like a fluffy, it's like a nicer roll of kind of like I think of it like an enriched white roll, but like a nicer, crustier version
it's
of
crusty,
it.
It's crusty though. That's
yeah, it's a
what
kind
makes
of baguette-y.
It different. Yeah.
I don't know. Hard to describe. But the main part of it, main defining factor about a bialy is that the center has a divot in it that has garlic and onions just like caramelized into it. wild.
So good.
So when you cut it, sometimes if you don't cut it underneath the divot, like there'll be like a bagel hole in the top, mm-hmm. and then your sandwich kind of and condiments push through.
Totally.
That's a cum word. And it's a cum moment. And then, yeah, but so you're eating kind of, and it's awesome. And then sometimes the garlic and onion thing will be underneath. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. And something I haven't really seen that much outside of New York.
No, me neither.
No, yeah, yeah.
So
dips.
Yeah.
So Riggy has been, yeah, super into them.
Yep. And, so what we thought we'd do is Mikey and I would talk about our top three dips, and then we would, I would talk about some toddler dips.
Yep. That, oh, that's great. You have your top three, and then you're going to talk toddler? Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Yep. Yeah, just because I think also he's at a point where he, you know, we've given him lots of different foods, and he's like, uh-huh, what's next? Like today, he ate some black sesame French toast.
And it was a heavy lift, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, delicious.
It was super delicious, but sesame, if you've had tahini, it's got that, like, it's like
astringent.
Super, yeah, it's astringent, tooth sucky. I mean, it is a lot flavor wise, and he was just rolling through it.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
He can have, for those of you that have been listening to the show, he had a reaction to eggs early on in his life, and we've been slowly reintroducing them, and he's been doing great. This is the first time he's ever had French toast.
Yep.
Crushed it.
Want to go one for one?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
This is going to be the top three, actually the top six, but top three for me, top three for you. Mm-hmm. And should we go 3-1? Last to first?
Oh, I don't have them in that order.
You can if you want.
I'm going to go number one. I think this is my number one, probably.
I'm gonna go 3-1.
Okay.
So that's gonna be confusing. I also have two ties.
Okay, great.
Great.
Mine are in maybe no particular order.
Okay.
This one was just the first one I wrote down.
Sure.
I love anything that's got a soy sauce and ginger base to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wrote down soy, sesame oil, lime, ginger. Mm. And like a chili garlic, something a little spicy in there.
Yep.
I think that's my favorite. It doesn't matter if it's meat or veggies or a grain that I'm going to like pour the sauce over.
It's so good.
I think that's my all-time favorite dipper.
I think
that's probably my number one.
I think that one thing that I've already identified is that I went naughtier than you did. Because I didn't even think about like nak cham.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite dip of all time.
Yeah.
Fish sauce, lime juice, I think, is in it. And then, like, scallions.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I went for, like, fat guy stuff.
I mean, I also have to be honest that I don't
dip that much.
I don't often have a ton of dipping that I'm doing.
That's true, actually. I am definitely more condiment king dipper guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'll ask you if you want. The most confounding things about my wife at food time, one, I'm always like, hey, do you want like something for your dry ass burger? Like any lubricant? And she's always like, no, I'm okay. And I'm like,
no, I do put, that's
like, she doesn't use maple syrup. She doesn't use like, and I'm just like, and I get maple syrup is horrifying that we eat it. It's crazy.
Well, that we eat it for breakfast.
Oh my God. Like people are like, if I came up to someone and I was like, hey, would you like a slice of chocolate cake for breakfast? They'd be like, sick, disgusting. Like, do you want a stack of pancakes that you're going to coat in waffle syrup or maple syrup? And they're like, oh yeah, totally. That's great.
Definitely. I'm
like, that's the same fucking thing, maybe worse. Okay. So my first one, which is number three, I just went for kind of fun ones.
Yeah.
So it's a tie between fun dip.
What's fun dip?
Oh, what is fun dip?
Fun dip is the packets. The candy?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying historically, I've probably only had it 8 times in my life.
Uh-huh.
But when I had it, I felt like the richest kid in the world.
Was it sour? I can't remember.
No, it's just sweet.
Okay.
There's 3 packets.
Uh-huh.
So there's maybe like cherry, grape, I don't know, lime, strawberry, something like that. And then there's 2 super weird, like vanilla flavored, like tongue depressors
that are edible. Yeah. Yep, I remember.
So you dip it in the thing and then you dip it in your mouth. It's insane that like this is even a product that exists.
Right.
It's also this long, like it's a foot long. And so you open up like a magazine or whatever. Then I would dump it all into a bowl mix it together, and then eat the thing.
Early culinary adventures.
Yeah, super innovative.
Yeah, that was innovative. That was with your culinary innovation beginning, maybe.
Diabetivative? No, I can't think. It's something else being very, very culinary innovative with my diabetes.
Yeah.
So that's going to be tied with a Wendy's Frosty. That moment, and talk about culinary innovation, realizing 10th grade, maybe something like that, that dipping salty hot fries in a cold chocolate Frosty was so good. That
chocolate, not vanilla?
No. I mean, the vanilla was good, but the chocolate was the jam.
Oh, interesting.
And like the sweet, savory, sweet, salty thing blew my mind. Still blows some people's minds to this day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the biggest, like I would say, part of the culinary industry. But oh my God. Yeah. Loved that so much. Super naughty. Often was stoned while doing it, whilst. But so good.
Yeah, that does sound good. Yeah. I remember doing it at McDonald's.
With a McFlurry?
Well, with a Shamrock Shake, maybe.
Oh, what was that, green?
The green? It was green, but I think it was just a vanilla shake.
I don't really remember the Shamrock Shakes.
Yeah.
I remember people talking about it. It's like
McDonald's was the closest fast food to my house. Yeah. And I used to go there with my great aunt Lena in her big Oldsmobile.
Yeah,
Lena. And because she would just, whatever naughty shit I wanted, she would give us. So, yeah, we would always get a Shamrock Shake around St. Patrick's Day, and then a fries.
We had a,
so good.
A friend of ours' dad owned the McDonald's near our high school.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
And, yeah, which that didn't help at all. But what did help is that our friend Big Mike, Mike Lewis, maybe? I can't remember his name. He was great. Big Mike would, we would come up and we'd be like, hi, I will have one small French fry. And he would say, great, that's $1.06. and then he'd call our order number and we'd come up and there would be a tray full of food. Like there would be 10.
How did that franchisee do?
No doubt. And one, how did Big Mike do with his job?
Right.
Probably not too good. Yeah, but he would like just fire us like, you know, 10 Big Macs and a whole bunch of fries and then all the dipping sauces we wanted. Sweet, like I will say McDonald's sweet and sour sauce. That was a pivotal moment for me as a kid. Chicken McNuggets, sweet and sour sauce. Whoa.
Well, I think what we're discovering here too is like contrast, right? That dips, and this is leading me into my next one.
Okay.
Which is Hit guacamole. It.
Oh, guacamole.
Which is like hands down my, I think, I don't know. I mean, the soy, sesame, that experience is so good. But guacamole, I just think of as like, it's so fatty.
Right.
And I love the texture of it with a like a crunchy chip.
For sure. It has to be.
It has to be a crunchy chip.
Any sort of soft experience into guacamole, it immediately turns into a horror.
Or a crunchy, nightmare. Like, give me a crunchy veg, too. Give me a carrot. Sure. Give me a celery. But I don't love like a hummus, like a piece of or a piece of pita or something and avocado. Like, I need the contrast. Yeah. I need the crunchy.
Oh, I get that.
And then also the acid with the fat, right? So like tons of lemon juice.
Lime juice,
And I think that's the key for the first sauce too, is to like, there's the spice, there's the acid, and then there's like that umami salty of the
and you're probably dipping something in it that's fatty and needs like the acidity to cut the fat a bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I think about like a wonton, like fried wonton or like an egg roll or something like that. Or I'll say guacamole, controversial opinions. One, do you want tomatoes in it?
No.
No. Two, do you want cream in it?
No.
Okay. Mayonnaise.
No. Okay. No.
I know.
Avocado's fatty enough for me.
I worked in a restaurant where, and I was just, I always made avocado. I would use red onions, super nice avocado, and then just tons of lemon and lime juice. And I would do both. And there was this guy from Jalisco that was, he worked in the kitchen, and he was like, let me show you how to make it differently. And he made it with whipping cream, like not whipped, but like heavy cream. And then he would put a little bit of buttermilk. And then other times he would make it with mayonnaise. And I was like, if I had done this, I would be dragged out in the street and hung as a white, as like a, you know, appropriative asshole who was whiting up something. But this dude, I was like, fuck, I don't know. And it was good. It was good. I won't say, I do like just straight up, if it's a perfectly ripe avocado, tons of acidity, and then just like salt and pepper.
Yeah. You know,
just call it good. Call it easy. All right. Good choice. So you went kind of primary colors. I like that.
Yeah.
You went for some big bold. Yeah. So I went a little bit. I do have a primary color one. But so the second one is going to be a little bit different.
Okay.
But I love it because of the idea of it. Mm. One of my favorite dips, my number two dip is a French.
Dip.
It's a mind-blowing sandwich. Every time I eat it, it's one of the only sandwiches that you dip.
Yeah, that's
true. It might be the only sandwich that's really, truly that's dipped.
Right.
Is that true? Yeah.
I mean, you can dip whatever sandwich you want, right?
I've got nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
But this one is, that's really the intention. You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah. And I mean, the au jus is like so good. It's oftentimes an afterthought. They oftentimes don't really make that a really delicious part. I don't even know that a French dip is my favorite sandwich. I don't even think that au jus is my favorite dip by any means. Like, I wouldn't use it for many other things. But I just think that we need to push more dippable sandwiches.
Mm.
They're wonderful. It's such
maybe your next culinary innovation.
It could be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're like dip. It's sandwich sticks.
Mm-hmm.
They're the size. They're the thickness of a breadstick,
mm-hmm.
but they're 12 feet long. And then you just stab it in there.
Well, this is how we serve Riggsy his, like when we're doing sandwich-like things.
Oh, yeah, sure.
In sticks, and then he can,
yeah.
he can dip a stick.
And he didn't eat two pieces of his French toast today, and I dipped them into my butter maple syrup mix. Mm. Whoa, it was so good. Yeah. I loved it. Yeah, so French dip, I just wanted to shout out the form.
Yep.
I just think it's a really fun form, not utilized enough. I mean, I think about there's kind of some things that could be argued to be a sandwich, like a pupusa or things like that, mm-hmm. empanada, that are often dipped. The buffalo chicken sandwich, sometimes people will dip that.
In blue cheese.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But yeah, I can't, yeah, I don't know. I just love it. I think it's really fun.
Yeah.
And we need to do more of it.
Yeah. That's a good lead in to my next tip, which is the most primary color
yeah.
of any dipper.
Okay.
And it's mayonnaise, mustard, and ketchup.
Oh, yeah.
And
secret sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
with pickles? No.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Pickles can be in there. They don't necessarily have to be.
Yeah.
But I think the reason why I love it so much is the first time I had a McDonald's cheeseburger. I don't even know if they put mayo on it. I'm assuming they
not
do.
On a cheeseburger. That's just it's just ketchup mustard on the cheeseburger.
What about on a hamburger?
Big Mac.
The Big Mac
has the secret sauce, which is basically like a Thousand Island. Supposedly, I think doesn't have mustard in it. People say they say it's just ketchup, mayonnaise, and then pick and relish.
Okay,
which the relish could kind of like has that acidity that tastes like mustard.
Sure,
and then the standard like single hamburger at McDonald's is just ketchup, mustard.
Well, and I may have told this on the podcast before, but I was a vegetarian for a long time, and in my maybe early 20s, it would have been my early 20s, I was working at a golf course.
Yeah.
Where I would drive the beer cart around
yep.
and then go back to the snack shack, which, you know, like had hot dogs and
oh yeah, I know that story.
You
yeah.
know. And I was so wanting that burger
yeah.
taste yep. that I would take the hot dog buns and put mayonnaise, ketchup, and mustard on it,
yeah.
sometimes relish. And eat it and just dream that I was like eating a beef patty.
You can kind of, there's times that you can eat around, you can eat all the elements associated yeah. with something, and you're like, I almost feel like I'm
almost there.
Yeah.
But yeah, now every time I put those three elements on my
yeah.
plate, it feels very, I think it's not necessarily my favorite dip, but it's just,
it's so good though.
Yeah.
It's so
like
good.
Such a comfort dip and reminds me of like, oh, I'm going to. Probably going to go to McDonald's with Aunt Leanie. Right
For now. Sure. When I used to do the ketchup and mayonnaise, and I think I would do chopped up pickles in it, I guess at home. And I just thought I was like culinary chef.
Yes.
Unbelievable. I was like Michelin starred kid. But yeah, and our little nephew,
yes.
we were at home and your sister was like, hey, you're going to make your secret sauce. And so he put those three things together and it's great. He eats it with everything. His little like dino nuggets.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So good.
I
mean, it's all the elements, right? It's fatty. Oh, yeah. It's sweet. It's all the
acidic.
Stuff we're talking about. It's
salty,
acidic.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other day with Riggs, we had a burger. It was a bison burger, which is.
Well, not only a bison burger.
Sure.
It was they called it an ancestral blend. It's Force of Nature.
Yeah, great company.
Is the brand. Great company. And they put in some primal parts, right? Like
yeah.
this had hearts and liver.
Yeah.
Along with Bison, which can be sort of a heavy lift anyway.
Oh, for sure. And it's then there lean was and it's gamey.
Bison heart sure. and liver in there.
So offal, yeah. And it's there, and but it's really good. You can, I mean, I don't know. I think it's really delicious.
They do
I can,
a really good job.
Liver and I have moments where I'm kind of like, oof, I don't know. It's a little too metallic for me. Anyways, but he loved it, and we did. What I made him was a mixture of ketchup, mustard, peanut butter. Mm. Mind blowing. Peanut butter on a burger. We've talked about it before.
Delicious.
Bonkers. It's so the good. Best. Yeah. Okay. So that was your number, I think, number one. Or yours is no particular order. Yeah. So mine's number one, and it's a tie. And do we all know what it is? Do we want to say it together?
Blue cheese dressing.
And ranch dressing.
And ranch dressing.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm just like, I can't come for the king. You know, this is like a Biggie versus Tupac like sort of thing. It's like, love them both. Biggie wins that argument, but no, it's blue cheese ranch dressing. I mean, these are the most dipped. Is that how I'd say it? These are the most dipped in dips.
Yeah,
in our country for sure. I will say I'm a more of a blue cheese fella. Mm-hmm. Ranch dressing definitely has its place, but big games coming up. I don't know if you know that, and me, you know, huge pigskin head. Yards, touchdowns, downs, referees.
Yes, Taylor Swift. Whistles,
Taylor Swift. Yeah, I'm literally watching the game to watch Usher at halftime, see some funsy commercials, and then see what T-Sweezy's up to, for sure. But the one thing that I will, and then the main thing is that it's the one time in our house that I really make naughty food. So I make, and the naughty food's not that naughty. I've got organic, you know, delicious chicken wings that I'm right. going to air fry. And then I'll have blue cheese dressing and then, you know, carrots, celery, whatever. And then I've actually got, what's my naughty thing this year?
Oh, I don't know.
I got White Castle burgers.
Oh, that's right. I did see that.
They're frozen White Castle burgers, but I'm going to do them. Nice. And then I will do probably a nacho.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Riggy will watch me eat all of it and then have diarrhea. I will have diarrhea. He won't. He probably will too, but.
yum.
Yum. Yeah, and the blue cheese ranch dressing thing. So when I went to school in Ithaca and met this beautiful woman that is my co-host and wife and life partner, when you ordered pizza in Ithaca, it was the first time I'd ever seen this. The pizza comes automatically with blue cheese dressing.
Mm-hmm. Lots of places in New York State, I feel like.
So awesome.
Not necessarily New York City.
No.
But outside of the city.
New York City, they don't love that.
Yeah, they don't love that.
No, they get a little offended.
Yeah.
When I ask for it here... It's as if I'm asking, I could ask for anything and it might be taken more serious. Like I could ask for hummus.
Oh, sure.
I could ask for, you know, an oil change.
Well, you can also ask for vegan cheese, a gluten-free crust.
And they're like, don't blink an eye.
Yeah,
exactly. And I'm like, hi, I'll have two slices of pizza and can I get a side of blue cheese? And they're like, blue cheese dressing? I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, this is not that crazy.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a whole thing. I don't know. And then other places, like anybody from the East Coast, like you go to Pizza Jerk, like my favorite New Jersey style pizza spot, and they're like, oh, yeah. And they like bring you a tub of blue cheese. Sure. I dip myself in it and then just eat the pizza by osmosis.
I like the idea of that. You just dip your hands in it and then grab all your finger food and just eat
Oh, that's fun, is pre-dip your fingers.
Next time you go to a pizza restaurant that kind of box, you should just walk in with preloaded blue cheese hands and say, hey, don't need the side. Hey, I already took care of that for you.
I'm already dipped, so slice me. And then I just have them chuck it to me and I put it on my hand flat like this and then I just push it like a conveyor belt into my mouth so it absorbs the dip as it goes into my mouth. God, that's good. We have something here. Do you need to dip? If it's already slathered, does it need to be dipped?
Correct.
Yeah, so if you already have it, like what if you had a plate made of blue cheese dressing?
Ooh. Wow.
Or just pre-coated.
I feel like this leads us perfectly into toddler dips.
There we go.
Because I feel like at all moments, our son is covered in whatever he's eating.
And he's pre-lubed and ready to go.
Definitely.
I also love the thing that's been happening with him lately where he'll eat and we clean the shit out of him. Like no pun intended, or like, literally and figuratively. But he'll like, I will clean him. And then somehow, 20 minutes later, I see him like pull something from like behind his ear, or it's just been in some fold or whatever. And like he just pulls it out and he's like, man. And I'm like, is that a fucking crumb from 20 minutes ago?
Well, because right now he's experimenting with both hand eating and silverware eating.
Oh, boy.
And one of the cutest things he does right now is stick something onto his fork, like use the fork the way that it's meant to, and then he'll take it off of the fork with his hands to hand feed it to himself.
Yeah, forks it to his hand. It's a good, it's an alley-oop.
Yeah. Here's my assist, and so one of the most favorite dips of both him and I that I made recently was basically a hummus, because there was chickpeas in it, but I had made edamame for him as a snack earlier in the week. So put edamame in there, chickpeas, a bunch of lemon, some garlic, and then I had a little goat cheese. It was like, all right, we need to use this in the next few days. So threw that in there. And then tons of olive oil to mix it in the food processor. Wow, it was really yummy.
It was super good.
It had like a nice kind of whipped texture, I think because of the goat cheese.
Yeah.
And then like super protein rich, really good fats in there, super acidic. And it was like on his toast, dipped his veggies in
it.
We did it in a couple of different servings.
I also like that idea. It's, you know, because he's not a picky eater, but he, well, maybe he
has preferences.
For
I
sure.
wouldn't call him a picky eater, but he definitely has preferences.
But like to be able to serve it as like, hey, this can go on an apple. This can also go on a slice of toast. This can also, you know, you can also just eat this straight with your hands. We've had a lot of successes with that where it's like, if it's not going to go on one vehicle, maybe another. And it, you know, and it works with him.
Yeah, for sure. And I just think, you know, kind of a chickpea based hummus. Like we've made beet hummus.
That beet hummus fucks, dude.
Really good.
Super good.
But you can, you know, chickpeas just have that like a bland enough taste that you can kind of toss anything at them.
Yeah.
And it's pretty delicious.
Well, and chickpeas are kind of the cauliflower of our current food world.
Yeah.
You know, cauliflower's doing a lot of heavy lifting.
For sure.
It's pizza crust. It's fucking wings. It's like it's becoming it's bread.
Yeah.
And there was a funny meme about that.
Yeah.
There was like the amount of cauliflower, heavy lifting cauliflower is doing and like step it up other vegetables. But chickpeas are kind of the same thing where it's like they just have, they are like the thing that can kind of be manipulated into almost any form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And then they're
delicious.
Liquid can be used as like
aquafaba.
An egg replacement.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of wild.
I haven't had a huge amount of success with aquafaba. I tried to do like a meringue with it and stuff before. Or like a... pavlova?
Didn't work.
Well, it didn't quite work, and it was just, it had a flavor to it, even though I sugared, you know, I confectioner sugared it or whatever. Yeah, I could taste it. Maybe if I had it, and it was made well, mine was not made super well, if I had it made well, I might not be able to taste it. It was a little musky for me.
Mm.
Yeah, a little Elon.
I love that you brought up cauliflower.
I did.
Because that's my next dip.
Nice.
So recently Mikey made Riggsy some, you know, we wanted to do like a macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
And if you've listened to the show, you know me by now that I'm always thinking about like how can we pack the most nutrition into what he's eating. And into what we're all eating.
Sure. Let's just be real, though. If it was up to me, he would be eating well, but it would be there would be a lot more indulgences.
It'd be a lot of crunchies and string cheese.
Sure.
Yeah.
And what was the second thing?
String cheese.
Oh, string cheese. Sure. Yeah, yeah. Oh, crunchies like the little pour-out ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He gets a lot of those anyways. I want to satisfy
when him. Mama goes to work, it's all crunchies all day.
Oh, yeah. And it's, but I will feed what you want me to, but I just don't think about food. Like, I don't link. I'm not very planny about food. I kind of cook in the moment, eat in the moment. Sometimes that leads to very great things and cool, fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it also leads to like, you know, it's I could eat a turkey sandwich every day.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with a toddler, because they eat every 2 hours or
right.
every 3 hours,
yeah, it's
tops,
a lot.
There's lots of prepping.
For
lots
sure.
Lots of thinking.
Yeah.
But this was really beautiful. It was, I can't remember whose website the recipe was on, but it was basically like tons of cauliflower.
So much. It's 4 cups of cauliflower.
Yeah. And then what did you use? Cheddar? Grated cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
Little milk.
Spinach, tons of spinach. What else was in there?
Yeah, so like... Yeah,
but it made like a cheese sauce. I mean, and so, and the idea of it was, oh, what was the other? Oh, butter.
Yeah.
But the idea of it was that, the, you know, you steam the cauliflower is hot enough. And, you know, it also, I will say, they kind of were like, just blend it. We have a Vitamix, like, you know, one of the expensive Vitamixes.
Probably a really good blender.
You do, because it's like, otherwise, a food processor would do it, but it wouldn't be fine enough.
Well, I wonder if you get riced cauliflower or to begin with.
Yeah, that would help. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just used big, chunky head of cauliflower. Yeah. You know, and then the steamed cauliflower is still so hot when it goes in, it melts the cheese, melts the butter. Mm-hmm. And it stayed like, it didn't separate. I don't know. It was very impressive.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was super good.
It's pretty amazing.
Love that.
And yeah, and I think that can, it doesn't have to necessarily be a cheese sauce. It can just be a cheese dipper for then veggies or for bread or whatever you want to use it for. But like, how nutrient dense is that?
For sure.
Love it so much. You're getting spinach, you're getting cauliflower, you're getting so much fiber, so many phytonutrients, and then you're getting, you know, some good fat and calcium, and it's wonderful.
It was great hot too. It was also great cold.
Yeah.
Like I served to him the next day, I think on toast. And it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Like, he totally loved it. And it also like hardened up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So you could kind of like spread it on. It was almost like kind of cream cheese consistency.
So this is a spread, dip, and a sauce.
Lube it up. You could just put their hands in it and then just let them go crazy.
It can also be finger paint.
For sure.
Okay, third and final. Oh, is a pesto. This is something that he's been super, super into. And pesto is another one of those things where I used to get really nervous making it because I'm like, oh man, I don't have pine nuts. What will I do?
First of all, I'd like to put a flag in the sand and I'd like to say, fuck pine nuts. Fuck them. I think they're disgusting. I like those pine nut cookies, those pinole or whatever they're called.
So good.
Pine nuts, not worth, juice is not worth the squeeze.
Yeah.
For my taste, give me cashews, give me almost any other
pumpkin
nut.
Pumpkin seeds. Sunflower seeds.
Any of them. I think pine nuts are bullshit.
Well, and pine nuts are hard because I don't keep them around our house. Like, of course, I always have pumpkin seeds in the house. We almost always have sunflower seeds or cashews. And so... once I freed my mind up, free your mind, to just understand that, like, oh, I need some fat,
right?
That's a nut of some, not a nut or a seed of some variety.
Just a squirrel trying to get a nut. Pesto as the idea, like, it's like a I like people when they think about a dressing, like, don't think about a vinaigrette as like it has to be specifically balsamic vinegar and olive oil or whatever. Just think about it as a ratio.
Yeah.
And so a pesto is just any green.
Yeah.
Like, take a fun green.
Spinach is arugula, usually what we use in this house because we have it around.
Totally. I mean, use anything that you. This is especially great if you have kind of like a bumper crop of something in your garden, or you get something from your CSA or the farmer's market, like a green that you're just like, fuck, I don't know what to do with this anymore. Radicchio is a good example. Mm-hmm. You can make a radicchio pesto and it's so good. Mm-hmm. And then all you need is fat to balance out, you know, the acidity. Mm-hmm. You need a bunch of lemon, cheese, a nut of some variety.
And herb.
Then, yeah, herb.
If you want. Like, we put parsley in ours often because we have it around.
Super dope. Yeah. Like, I mean, a pesto and a chimichurri and all those things are kind of in the same sort of world. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I don't know, just go with it. And then, you know, the key part of it that I always have an issue with is I think a lot of people sweeten it. Like, they're like, there's too much acidity. There's too much kind of like bitterness sometimes, depending on what you use. And so people will add a sweet. Hmm. So, pomegranate molasses oftentimes gets used like in kitchens. Mm. Also, people will add, you know, maple syrup, different things like that to a pesto. And it's like, don't do that.
No.
The key part is if it's too acidic or too sharp, you want to add either more cheese or more fat. So you want to drizzle in more olive oil or whatever the fat is that you're using. And then I oftentimes think, like, don't be scared about salt.
Yeah.
You want to salt it so that the flavor comes up or whatever. But pesto is so fun.
Yeah.
And it freezes super well.
Yeah. Yeah, and we in this house, kind of our favorite is pumpkin or sunflower seeds. I use pumpkin seeds probably more. Spinach, parsley, olive oil, garlic. And then, you've heard us talk about it before.
Bring it on.
Locatelli cheese, which is a Pecorino Romano, but it's like the saltiest and the sharpest Pecorino Romano out there. And our baby goes nuts for it.
Yeah.
And then again, it's like, okay, what are we having tonight? Is there a grain? Great. Put the pesto on it.
Sure.
Is there a veggie? Pasta. Great. He can dip it.
Yeah.
And it can just be used again and again. And then like Mikey said, frozen. It's
and
it's
like great really on an apple amazing. Slice. Great with everything. It's just super, super like, you know, universal. That's great. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't missed this.
You haven't. We've got just a quick dip quiz.
Okay, let's
Quick dip quiz. We got three questions. As anybody would know with the Mikey Quizathon, this is questions that I only know the answers to. They are not answers that can be known really by anybody but me. And nobody wins. Because
so
I'm selfish and fuck you guys. So, okay, Quizathon, dip quiz. Okay, the first question. What's the best group dip?
Group dip.
And it's not a hot tub.
Best group dip is what's it called? The melty cheese.
Oh, raclette. Or no, fondue.
Yeah, fondue.
Fondue is really good.
Yeah.
I haven't had that in a long time.
Yeah,
yeah. There used to be a place called the Melting Pot.
Yes, yeah. 100%.
Okay. Oh, was it a chain?
No, but I think there's still one here.
Oh, it probably is a chain.
Yeah, I've seen
it. But it was the place like that people would go for hot like homecoming dances and things. It was the dumbest place to
go
before a dance.
There?
You go and eat a pound of cheese, and then you're supposed to go and like make out and dance and fart
well,
in front
and
of
yeah,
your date
gonna,
all
like,
night.
You're gonna spill it on yourself. Ugh. You're gonna be bloated. I don't know though. When you're 16,
terrible.
Does that really happen?
It just felt so fancy.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh! And they had like that kind of boozy element to it, so people were like, man, I think we're getting drunk off this cheese. It's like, you're not. And actually, the booze makes it taste kind of gross.
Yeah.
Okay, no, wrong answer. Best group dip was the time that in college that it was a WWE, like, SmackDown event or something like that. I didn't really follow it, but we ordered, I think it was 100, maybe 200 wings, and then we got a big squirt, like a sheet pie, and they delivered us an unbelievable quantity of blue cheese dressing. Like, it was a like pizza, wings, and then there was a bag. And we're like, what could be in this bag? And it was like
a grocery bag?
A grocery bag that was stacked like as almost to the top of the bag. It probably was 50 cups of blue cheese.
Wow.
Unbelievable. We used maybe 8. And so in our little college fridge, we had a store. We have like the post-apocalyptic level of blue cheese storage, and we just had to go through it because we're like, this is probably going to go bad in like 4 to 5 days. And we used, I was putting it in ramen, like we were putting it in everything,
so
and then
great.
We were just like firing it down the hall to people and stuff. Best group dip. 0-1. Currently losing. Rin Dog's losing to the game. Most embarrassing dip. Number 2, most embarrassing dip. Be loose on the definition of the word dip.
I mean, any dip that you spill on yourself during a date.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, not true though. most embarrassing dip that I ever had was the time that I'm stretching it a little bit because it's a fun story. I had a person, I'm not going to say their name, that I was kind of enemies with. Frenemies, I guess would be the way of saying it in high school. And I broke into his locker during a basketball game one time. And I stole his pager.
Ooh.
I don't know what I was going to do with it, but I like took it and I took it to my house.
I mean,
house.
Rookie move on his part, like leaving it. Somewhere.
Right. Totally. Yeah. You might get a 911 page.
Yeah.
You might get an iLoluli page. Might get boobs. Someone might text you boobs.
It's true.
So I was looking at his pager while I was going number 2 at my house. And a page came in, and I got nervous, and I bobbled the pager, and it went into the toilet.
Oh,
oh no.
Oh, no.
And so I fired my hand in there real quick.
Oh.
Yep. And washed it off and gave it, and then ended up, I think, I can't remember how it all worked out, but I think I, like, put it back in the locker, like, as if nothing ever happened. And no one ever knew no one knew about this. I was the only person that knew about this when it happened. It wasn't like friends put me up to it. I did it on my own like a psychopath. Yeah. And then I gave him back a poop pager. Yeah. You're one of the only people I've told that story to.
Well,
I haven't told it to many people. And it doesn't make me look good.
It sure doesn't.
It doesn't.
It sure doesn't.
Okay, number 3, final question. You are 0-2. You only need one point
to
win.
Okay.
this game. This last question is worth 3/4 of a point. Okay, number 3. What is the healthiest dip?
I mean, for sure, one of the dips we talked about.
Oh, you're so right.
Yeah.
Which I'm one? Choose one.
I'm going to go ahead and say... guacamole.
Guacamole. Very healthy.
So much good fat.
Super.
So many lemon good juice. Vitamins in there.
Yep. If you don't put the mayonnaise and the whipped cream in it, then you're good. Okay.
Yeah.
Guacamole.
Yeah.
Wrong answer. Uh-huh. The correct answer is when I was kind of broke early 20s person, I would buy the crudité party platters for like 12 people.
Nice.
Maybe more. And I would drive around and I would have it in my passenger seat of my car. I would put it in my fridge, but then I'd bring it with me and I would just eat. Through over the course of like 3 or 4 days, I would just eat a crudité platter, like a 12-person crudité platter.
Wait, and leave it out?
No, I'd put it back in the fridge, but I would like, it was like my kind of like, I would put it in my fridge, but I would just grab some of the, you know, the vegetables. Okay. But on the way home, it would be on my passenger seat and I'd be dipping the carrots. Mmm, the jicama. The jicama was a really fancy one.
Oh,
this was usually carrots.
Celery,
broccoli, like gray.
Cherry
like
the tomatoes.
Broccoli that was all dusty looking.
Yeah.
Cherry tomatoes, which I didn't like, but I would eat. But yeah, that was my way. Like, I would get the ones that were on closeout too. So it'd be like this. Safeway ones that were like, and they were like $4 and it was for like 12 people, but I would eat it over 3 or 4 days. Healthy.
Wow. Yep. Yeah.
Love it. And I felt great about it. Mm-hmm. So 0 for 3, you shouldn't feel good about this. You did lose, but... I love you so much. Thanks for trying.
Yeah, you're so very welcome. Thanks for listening. Yeah. What's your favorite dip?
What is it?
Reach out, let us know.
It can be Freak Nasty the dip. It can be another dip that we don't even know about.
For sure.
Yeah, there's so many dips in the world. I was kind of jokey about my dips today. I mean, there are, like, it is a very passionate place in the world for me, like, from a culinary perspective. Mm-hmm. I think about dips all the time. I didn't even talk about chili crisp. Mm-hmm. I didn't even talk about a kanzuri, my favorite Japanese spicy dipping sauce.
Yeah.
Also a spread. So yeah, let's light it up.
Yeah. Let's eat at MikeyandRin.com.
Love it.
And then we are also at Mikey and Rin on the socials.
Yeah. Mostly Instagram.
Yeah.
I started a TikTok. Didn't really follow up with it. I started a Twitter. Mm. Definitely didn't follow up with that. I don't even know what that is anymore. And I don't want to support Elon. We love you guys. Let's go football this weekend. By the time this comes out, the football game is going to already have happened. Mm. So congratulations to the Denver Nuggets for winning the Super Bowl. Joe Namath threw all the passes and dunked all the balls. We love you guys. Mike Sheether out.
Bye.